Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
And I know that you like summer, so you might be the only person that's happy about this hot weather.
I know. Yesterday, I walked outside and I was like, we're back. We're back in summertime.
Not for long, though. Maybe next week. What was your highlight of the summer?
I think, hands down, when our band played at Music at the Meridian.
Yeah, I thought you guys did a great job.
And it was so fun. It was one of our goals. And Luke Yeomans invited us and to be involved with the event and the change in the venue. And then to have our band play and see friends and neighbors and folks that we work with. And it was just a really fun community memory that I'll have my whole life, and to have, you know, family members in the band and friends. And it was just something that really was a dream come true for all of us. And maybe we'll get invited back, but it was just a really great memory.
Yeah, I can tell you guys had a good time. And thanks for the shirt too. You gave me one of your band's shirts and then you autographed it.
Yes.
And I've gotten a few comments on that.
Well, we think you're kind of still dangerous and embody that. So
I don't know about that.
But pretty dangerous, Jeff.
Mildly dangerous on a good day, maybe. I'm happy with that.
It was great.
Let me challenge you right off the bat.
Wow. Okay.
To name, without looking, all of the city commissioners. I'm going to imagine that you'll probably picture them sitting at a meeting and go left to right or right to left.
Yeah, pretty easy. We have Mayor Mike Villanueva. We have Commissioner Stephanie Mosier. Commissioner Bridget Benson. We have Commissioner David Sarda. We have Commissioner Bill Conkling. Commissioner Brian Hunhoff. We have Commissioner Ben Brunick. We also have Commissioner Brian Birch, Commissioner David Spencer. That's it. That's nine.
Good job.
Yeah. I was going to say Commissioner Ross Denherter, but Ross Denherter is our city attorney.
Can you imagine if you would have forgotten one of them?
Ooh, that'd be bad.
Yeah. So we got her answering the tough questions this morning. No more elections in the spring, right?
No. In fact, recently the commission passed an ordinance. The state statute changed, so we had to change our elections to either June, our municipal elections to either June or November. The commission discussed it. We had a public hearing, so the community had a chance to discuss with the commission, and they opted for November. So it won't be this November. It'll be next November where we have municipal election. And every year in our former government, we have three commissioners up for election. So that'll come around next November. So we'll have a calendar and opportunities where people can understand when and where to vote and how to run for commission and all that. So that'll be forthcoming.
Let's just throw the B word out there, budget, 2026 budget, which I have to imagine is super fun to put together.
Yeah, it's another B word, a beast. So we start that process as early as April, and we're required to submit the budget to the state by September, and I'm required to present it to the commission and the public by August 1st. And so we start early, and we don't have a lot of information. You know, it's hard to know what's going to happen for 2026 way back in the spring of 2025. And we got a few surprises. As you know, we learned that we lost a major employer this year. Our sales tax is going down and going backwards now, which is difficult. So we don't know where we're going to be with our health insurance rates as they come in. And so we have to make adjustments and do sort of a dance as we move towards estimating. So we work on that plan with the commission, with our department heads throughout the summer, and that's exactly what it is. It's a plan. Our budget is not our financials. It's what we expect for expenditures and for revenue. So if the revenue doesn't come in, that's not what we spend. So it is a living document, but we do have to use it as our guide next year. So we did meet the deadlines and we do have that document. There's a citizen's guide available to the public to take a look at, and the full budget for 2026 is also available on the website for people to look at, and we do have that completed. So it'll be interesting going forward because, as I said, our sales tax isn't looking as strong as we'd like it to. So we'll have to make sure that we're willing to be nimble and willing to be responsive in 2026, depending upon what happens here locally.
What about rates, water rates, sewer rates? I know that's been in the news lately. Your thoughts?
It has. So rates have increased. You'll see that in your utility bill as early here as this November. Now, with the closure of American Foods, maybe people didn't realize this, but that was actually our biggest water and sewer customer. So they use a lot of water and sewer, and that impacts our rates. We also have increased costs when it comes to what it costs to operate those facilities. And as people know, we have a big project going on with our wastewater facility, and that impacts rates as well. And so we have increased increase the rates. We had that vote by the city commission. It was not a unanimous vote. The people need to understand that. But rates are increasing both water, wastewater, and solid waste, 3% on each. And we also have a surcharge on wastewater that was decided upon apart from the rate increase. And that's in conjunction with the actual project. So there's more information in that budget, and we're happy to explain the rate to folks and the rate increases to folks if they have questions about their bill.
So the closure of Simples had a big impact on that. What about all the rain we got this summer?
Yes, definitely. So if you're like me, we haven't really started watering until really September. Our lawn stayed green because of Mother Nature. That impacts what we sell as a city for water as well. And so that helps us individually, but doesn't help us in the business of selling water. And so that's made a huge impact as well. So yeah, the amount of water we have sold has really been a lot less than the last few years. And so that impacts us as well for selling water. And so, you know, the point isn't to necessarily make up what we've lost in revenue, but we also have to be cognizant of the fact that we do need to continue to be able to operate that because we know we're going to sell some water.
I want to ask you about Yankton Thrive. I know they've been in the spotlight, especially the social media spotlight as of late. So your thoughts on that city partnership with Yankton Thrive?
Yeah, so I'm not, you know, privy to all the social media discussion. The best way to really get information about the city is to be involved in our public meetings and speak with our elected officials one-on-one and discuss with us at our public meetings or check out what information we're posting on our website, etc. But, you know, I will say that the public funding discussion surrounding Thrive and surrounding all our outside agency really does deserve scrutiny and discussion. And that's what happened at the public meeting. And that decision as well wasn't unanimous. And not all the commission felt the same way. And that's good. I mean, that's one really good thing about having 9 elected officials is not everyone always agrees on the end decision or all the elements of this decision. And the commission discussed that thoroughly as part of the budget and came to a decision, not a unanimous one, but in the end determined that they would give the funding to Thrive as proposed in the budget. Again, not a unanimous decision, but that's what they decided to do. And so Thrive, for those folks who don't know, is a partnering agency with the city who helps us with economic development and helps us to recruit, retain, work on workforce development, as well as workforce housing. And folks can see those projects happening throughout the community. And the folks on Thrive, on the board, are always happy to explain and discuss with people how that works in the community if they have questions.
That's why on commissions and boards, 5s, 7s, and 9s are better than like 4s, 6s, and 8s, right?
Yeah, I think so. And Yankton, we're unique. Some communities have wards. So in some communities, commissioners represent specific areas. That's not the case in Yankton. In Yankton, each commissioner represents the whole community. Mayor represents the whole community. They're accountable and have to be responsive to the entire community. So they're not just interested in the north end of town or the south end of town or certain areas. They have to think about the entire community as a whole. And I think that's a really good form of government because they're thinking of Yankton as a whole and not just a certain sector.
Thanks for the time and the visit. We'll continue to do it on a regular basis.
Yeah.